without proceeding with the horrors in Colombia, what's it all about? There is an official story, the one you know. It has to do with the so-called drug war. That's not taken seriously by any competent analyst, and that's no exaggeration. And there's some very good reasons for it. One reason is that narco-trafficking is part of the elite culture in Colombia. The DEA, Drug Enforcement Agencies, had a major report about a year ago in which they pointed out that at every level of the Colombian government, there's full, direct, and extensive involvement in narco-trafficking. That includes the military, up to their necks in it. It includes the paramilitaries. In fact, the paramilitaries have announced publicly that 70% of their funding comes from narco-trafficking. They're also drug producers. And remember, that's where the money is going, the anti-drug money. This, incidentally, is so extensive in Colombia that it reaches to the U.S. mission as well. The wife of Colonel Hyatt, who trains the Colombian counter-narcotics brigades. His wife was just arrested and, I think, jailed for bringing drugs into the United States, and he's just recently been announced that he's going to have to plead guilty on complicity charges. But the sectors of the population to which the arms are going are up to their necks in narco-trafficking, and that's by no means any secret. Furthermore, they're not being targeted. So although the paramilitaries are right in the middle of the narco-trafficking system, and are responsible for the overwhelming majority of the atrocities, up to 80% last year, if you can believe the Colombian government, they're not being targeted. That's not where the fighting is going to go, not to the territories that they control. And there's good reasons for that. They're basically the armies of the landowners, the narco-traffickers, the oil companies, and so on and so forth. You don't go after them. The Colombia plan, Clinton's Colombia plan, is specifically directed against the areas that happen to be under guerrilla control, peasant areas under guerrilla control. The guerrillas, the FARC, are called, there's a term for them, they're called narco-guerrillas in the United States. Paramilitaries are not called that. Experts on the topic, including the United Nations Commission on the Scene or Colombian specialists in these topics, Ricardo Vargas is one, and others, point out that there's some truth to that. As the guerrillas themselves say, they tax coca production, but they tax everything. So everything that's produced in their areas, they tax, and since a lot of what's produced in their areas happens to be coca, they tax that. They have also been calling publicly for a long time for programs to develop alternative crops so that peasants won't be forced to produce coca. That's not part of the Colombia plan. Clinton's Colombia plan has a few dollars for out of the $1.7 billion for alternative crops, but excluding the guerrilla-controlled areas, so not a penny goes there for the alternative crops that the guerrillas and the peasants have been publicly requesting for years. No big secret about that. Incidentally, the Colombian government is also requesting it, but is being disregarded. The U.S. insists on measures that even the Colombian government is opposed to, including experimental biological warfare programs and chemical warfare, which are now being carried out, and of course military operations. That's a U.S. program. It's not the Colombian program. They have to go along. They haven't got any choices.